Yes, sir, man. You know, I already know what it is. This is the DSA podcast. I'm your boy Shaw, and as always, I got my favorite country cousin, my boy L Boogie, with me.
Yes, Lord, man. You already know what's happening. What's happening, good people?
Man, and when we together, you know, we the Dirty South Affiliates. This is our podcast. This is our show.
You know it.
What's happening with you?
Hey, man, I can't call it, man. I might spoil it. What you know?
Boy, you sound like an old mechanic, Jenny.
I did, though.
You can't call it, my spoil it.
Shit, young blood, I can't call it, I might spoil it. Goddamn it, shit.
You know what, though? I find myself talking like that on a regular.
Yeah.
Like somebody come up to you, boy, I can't call it. Fuck that come from. I ain't never told a nigga shit, I can't call
boy,
it.
But what's happening with you? Shit, I can't call it. What you know?
Yeah, but I'm old as hell, man.
Yeah, we up there. Hey, I like that shit, though.
But we back for another wonderful episode.
Back for another
banger,
baby.
To everybody listening on all major streaming platforms.
Yes, loud.
We appreciate
y'all.
Appreciate all nine of you motherfuckers.
Yeah, yeah.
Talking to, listening
YouTube
on.
YouTube subscribers.
Hey, why you talking to guys?
Nine YouTube subscribers.
We over 4,000 plays in our short limited run that we've been doing.
Hell
so,
yeah.
I give us a pat on the back.
Hell yeah.
Pat on the back.
Yeah,
I
patted myself on the back.
But yeah, shout out to all y'all. Shout out to Instagram, all the Instagram followers who've been on the page and rocking with us, been following us. Good look, and thank you. Let's get into the episode, man.
Hey, one time for the sick and shut in.
Dang. Okay. Yeah.
Just put it out there.
They need it too.
Yeah.
Even though if they shut in, they ain't heard none of it.
Nah, they may have a chance.
I thought shut in was dead.
No, man.
I always thought it was bro. I'm gonna be 100 with you.
You're to these damn folks side.
I'm just gonna be 100 with you, bro. When somebody say, see him shut in, I'm like, oh, they done shut that nigga in. He dead. They shut me in. You locked me in for the long ride. To the upper room, nigga.
Sick and shut in, like, can't come outside.
Oh, okay, well, all right.
Shut in, like, you.
I ain't think about
the
it.
The injury
like
is so bad.
I didn't think about it like
that. Or the sickness is so bad, you can't come outside. So, sick and shut in.
I didn't think about it like that.
Yeah, you just won't take me
I went straight to death. Yeah, I always
just,
thought that
just
was.
Just took him the hell out. Just quick.
I mean, it's a lot of stuff that people say that I don't understand. I just make up shit as I go. I make up a meme.
What's something that you didn't understand?
Man, it's so much, bro. I just make up for it. And then I'll explain that shit to you like it's the real definition of meme and that shit. Because that's what I done came up with.
You done created your own right there, hey, interpretation.
Why not?
Then what it gonna be?
But, yeah, but shout out to them. But, yeah, man, let's get into the episode. Hey, today's episode is sponsored by Not Another Nigga, because ain't nobody put up no money to sponsor this episode once again. So, shout out to them.
And please, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, we still don't know shit.
Nah.
Right?
But
we're going to tell y'all something.
Got a quick topic. I want to ask your opinion on shout out my boy TK Duggins.
Running.
My boy Country from the Coast and the Ashtray Park. He threw a bone my way.
No, he didn't.
And he was like, talk about the differences of being raised in a single parent home and the differences. Well, let's not say the differences. Let's say the advantages and the disadvantages of being raised in a single-parent home and a home with both parents. And I was like, hey, bro, thank you.
We're the perfect show for that, huh?
Perfect. We're perfect. Because we both come from those two aspects.
Yeah.
I grew up in a single-parent home. You grew up in a home with both of your parents. And I think there are advantages and disadvantages to both.
One thing I will say, we both, like you said, you single parent, me both parents, but we both still had similar upbringing.
Oh, I ain't even gonna call it similar. It was damn near the same.
Like, same
rules that my house was applied.
Same applied to mine.
Man, vice versa.
Same rules applied. Mine to your house.
Yeah, man. Never because they come, that's the same family though.
True.
Like, same your dad and my mama were raised is by the exact same people.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that shit just carry over.
Yeah.
It's same shit we do.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So, but I get that, but
yeah,
some of the advantages and disadvantages of both, having both parents and growing up in a single parent home, now that I am a 40 something year old man.
Something.
First something. But I always get here to be 40 something. Right now I'm just gonna be like 40. I'll be 40 for the rest of my goddamn life. When folks walk over to me and be like, "How old are you?" I'm 40, nigga. I'll be 52. And I'm gonna claim 40. Just straight up.
Now I don't feel so bad.
I'm just saying, 40 is the sweet spot.
That right?
You feel?
That right? 40
where you wanna be.
Yeah.
20s and all that early shit was fun. The 30s was challenging.
Mm-hmm.
40 where you want to be.
Yep.
You get 40, you get to claim that shit the rest of your life.
That you said, that sweet spot.
It is. It's a real sweet spot. But,
a good one.
We 40-something. And we have...
Yeah, next week.
And we, yeah.
I'll be being 40-something. Shout out to all the Geminis, man.
You got to come in quick.
Let's just put it out there.
Shout out to Stan B. He got to come in quick,
too. Yeah, same day as me. My twin.
Stan B.
Yes, Lord.
But yeah, we got kids now, and I was gonna put my foot in my mouth then. Some of my children grew up in a two-parent household, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The other two didn't, but they
so
all
So you had two did,
and two didn't. But you got a son, and boom, he has both mother and father behind him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I think we perfect to talk about this situation all the way around. So, coming from a household with two parents, give me an advantage. Well, let's do the advantage first. Give me an advantage of growing up in a two-parent household.
What would be considered an advantage, though?
An advantage of having, yeah, there's advantages. I think there's advantages.
I mean, from a parenting perspective, you're getting like double the upbringing.
You know what it is? Because
it's coming from it's coming from two different perspectives.
You got the mother's love.
Yeah, like mama.
And you got the dad's
firmness.
You know what I'm saying?
Teaching it. So you're going to get
what you get. That's a big advantage, though.
Yeah.
Because
mama going to bring you up one way, and dad going to bring you up a totally different way.
But it all be
but
the same
all
shit.
It's going to work out as the same.
See, that's an advantage, though, bro. You get to see both sides of it. You get to see. From mama's point of view, and you get to see
that was a lot of shit I could get away with mama, but I couldn't get away with dad.
And vice versa,
depending on what it was. I could get away with dad before I could get away with it with mama.
Depending on what it was, she let her get away with a whole lot of shit
when it came to my mama.
Yeah, she let her.
She let us get away with it.
She just kind of.
Yeah.
That's an OG move, right?
It really was.
Because
she knew we were slick.
And plus, she knew she was going to have the last say so anyway.
Exactly.
She was going to have the last say.
Shut the hell down when I snap on a finger.
Put the pause on this speech right now. She just be smiling. Just going out and thinking, I could end this shit right.
Yeah.
Make some nigga get to the mailbox. You feel me?
Shut the whole shit down.
Okay, so see, that's an advantage. Now, advantage of growing up in a single parent home, bro. I only got to deal with one motherfucker.
Yeah.
And I ain't mean call my mama, motherfucker.
Because you did just do that.
Shit, I love my mama. But you only got to deal with one person. It's just one nigga. Now, granted, that one nigga is the law. That's the law.
For real.
Like, there's no one to come back you up, my nigga.
And make no mistake about it, we are both mama's boys.
Yeah, it's the law, but that is That's the advantage. I only got to hear no one time.
Now
I only got to hear yes one time. I ain't got to deal with nobody saying, "Well, go see what your dad say."
It's just a straight up.
It's a 50-50 chance going in. You feel? Yeah. I'm like, I mean, going
because depending on what it is more. Well, go ask your daddy.
See, I ain't
Like I said, depending on what it is, it's well, hold on. What's your mama say?
Then you stuck. Now, she told me to ask you.
But I always felt like when it was what your mama say,
yeah,
it was more detrimental. Because we both, me and daddy, can get in trouble if this shit don't go right.
See, I ain't have that problem. See, that's the advantage
of me. But if it's what, go see what daddy say, then it's just, that's it.
I got
it. Daddy said, like, me and mama ain't gonna get in trouble. It's just gonna be me.
Yeah,
gee. By my damn self.
Yeah, they let you hang yourself.
So, that, yeah.
See, I just had one person.
So, yeah.
It's a definite yes or no. It's all right. In knowing.
They're gonna be one of the two.
Right? Yeah, it's 50-50. Ain't got no track to nobody else. But I could throw the wild card in. Because grandma stayed across the street.
Yeah.
She trumped everything.
Yeah.
Like, she give me a yes.
It's over with.
Then your no got counts.
Mama don't matter.
You feel?
Yeah, mama's no don't matter. When grandma say yes.
Yeah, your no got counts. So.
That's it.
See, I had.
Now.
Had that wild card you could throw.
I had that wild card as well. Although I did have both parents in the house. Yeah, once either grandmama said what they wanted to say.
Hey.
That was it.
My grandma stayed across the street.
See, so
you had the privilege
of literally walking across the street.
I can get a no right now.
And go across the street.
And literally go yes
and trump the hell out of that door.
I hate to pull that card out, but
I had to do it to you.
I know the head honcho, you know what I'm saying? Like, me and that one tight.
I actually got close access to the warden. So.
Yeah, I got to do it. This president. You niggas just minions. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know that. So, but yeah, that's an advantage. Now, what's a disadvantage? But you know what? Your advantage can be your disadvantage too.
True.
It really can.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like, your same advantage of having that 1-2 combo is your disadvantage because you got a 1-2
combo. So when one get mad, it's going to be a reason for the other one.
Yeah, he got double the man.
Yeah,
that's awful. Oh.
Getting your ass beat by your mom and then later on day, when you get all like, God damn. Enough is enough. Shit.
I rather get one big ass.
You just get the one big ass whooping. I get two big ass whoopings. Like,
damn.
Imagine being asleep in the bed by a good hour and a half, and then your ass get drugged out the bed.
Oh man, only children that grew up in the late 80s and 90s know that. Motherfucker don't whoop their children like that, man. Niggas do not whoop children like that no more.
But had done got beat earlier than
that. That shit borderline child abuse. I'm just gonna go.
Yeah.
See. But
yeah.
I will look say
how it turned out.
Yeah, I got it. I'm like, okay, whatever that was, I'm not gonna do that again.
That's it. I'm gonna do something else.
Yeah, I'll find a way around
it. But I ain't gonna do that.
Yeah.
Just know that.
I will not be a repeat offender.
Fast.
So
see, that's the problem with this generation. They
ain't
be
no ad
women. Yeah, they ain't no ad women and they repeat offenders.
Kind of habitual.
Yeah.
God damn, nigga. We do
some shit, get beat off of it. We're not doing it.
Oh, nah.
We ain't even doing that shit.
I never slip like that.
Yeah, we ain't slipping like that no more. Now, we may slip this way.
Oh, kid, I get one.
We ain't gonna slip that way no more. Nah.
I get one whooping for something. I'm like, I'm not gonna
do that shit no more. Hell no.
But, now, disadvantage. So, would you say that's your disadvantage or you got a different?
Yeah, because, I mean, you really can't get away with nothing, bro. Nah, like,
that is your disadvantage.
You can't get away
with it. I didn't think about this until
just
then.
Because just as well as you can get them yeses from both, and get them noes from both.
From both.
And it's like, It's like it's multiplied with.
And you be like, damn, man, two chances.
Man, I got two no's.
Then you got beat over.
Both of them. Okay.
See, I get the disadvantage for.
And then the crazy thing is, depending on what it is, you can get a yes. But then, depending on what it is, that no gonna be like, well, your mama said no.
So.
Well, your daddy said no.
So it's a no.
So it's a no. Yeah. So it feels so.
So I guess the disadvantage for me would be, I don't know, dog. It's hard to see a disadvantage when that's what you. That's life for you. That's regular. You feel me? So, like, being in a single parent home, to me,
I think
that shit's regular.
I think the reason you didn't have, you may have had disadvantages.
Oh, that's just, plenty of disadvantages.
But it just wasn't like.
I couldn't see. I still don't remember
seeing. Yeah, like, it wasn't just out there.
I guess I guess you could say not having a father figure, but I never had.
But I think the reason being.
I always had father figure.
Yeah, because
like
you
all have of my cousins.
Cousins, not only that, your brother.
My brother.
Who
you
was,
feel what I'm talking about?
12 years old.
I think about 12 years. 12 years old.
So.
Yeah. So I never had a problem with that because right. I saw a positive male.
And the way the family was structured.
Yeah, I always saw a positive male figure on the regular.
I was like, hey, you even seen it in my
family.
Dad.
You feel me? And it's always family, so I never had any problem.
And then, too, I think another reason because yours wasn't so, like, vague to see. Yeah. As far as like your the negative part, because like you said, man, you had grandma right across the street.
And my cousin and aunts.
And then you had cousin.
Our old family stayed across the street.
Right across the street in the apartment complex.
Yeah.
Literally 3 minutes walking.
It ain't even three.
It's
like a couple seconds. You know,
right. You can get there in 60 seconds.
Go out my back door.
Walking and you down.
15, 20 seconds, I'm in
there. So you're
right.
I'm
in there chilling on the sofa.
In
20 seconds.
So you had, to me, I would say you had the beauty and the advantage in that.
That was an advantage.
Because with me, I had to get in the car and go
across
town to one or midways to
another. Either way, you gotta get dropped.
Either way, I had to drop off.
On
the walk.
But see, I see there's a clear disadvantage. I would have to say the not having the father figure, but I never had. I can see somebody who didn't have an older brother saying that.
So I guess not having an in-house father.
Yeah, That's a good way to put it.
Because you had more of a what I would call a village father figure.
I
mean,
everybody
you seen it. Like I said, you seen it from my daddy.
Yeah, everybody also kind of took turns and making sure the nigga was going in the right
way. Your brother, then our other cousins and uncles shit. And shit. So it was around you. So
yeah, it was.
You still had structure.
That's why I say I'm like I don't see this because I see niggas gonna if I'm doing wrong, niggas gonna get on my ass.
Good facts. And mama's gonna get them niggas to get on your ass.
So ain't no shit. Okay, that could be a disadvantage right now. Being in the same parent home, right?
Yeah.
It was more than that one set of eyes on you, though.
Yeah, so you had more eyes.
I ain't was a whole bunch of eyes, because they see me every day. Because they're here.
Yeah.
There's more eyes on me.
As for me, well, I kind of had the same thing.
The same shit.
My neighborhood.
I was just going to say the same
like my
shit.
My whole neighborhood knew who all the
kids.
You
had a bunch of eyes on you.
Like, they knew who all the kids were.
But that ain't a disadvantage,
like,
though.
5, 6, 7.
That really ain't a disadvantage. That's an advantage.
That's an advantage.
Nigga got home every day.
I wish it was still like that.
Yeah, shit.
To this day.
But no, I just want to know some of the advantages and disadvantages. And you can see, we followed
the time. So what would you say?
And we turned out very well from both perspectives.
What would you say are some of the similarities in it?
All of them similar.
And differences.
All of them similar, dog. But you gotta think, though.
Well, for us, yeah.
You gotta think, though, dog. For me, growing up, all of my friends grew up in a single parent home. Every last one.
And all mine grew up.
Yeah, every last
two
one.
Two parent home.
Yeah, like from a kid up, all of my
Jermaine had both of his parents, Ashley had both of his. He actually had both heels.
Feel me? So it was like different.
Josh.
All of my friends grew up us in the apartment complex, most of us came. I ain't gonna say most of us, maybe one, two, yeah, two.
But we all.
But all the rest of us just single parent home. So it was, but I can't. Like the, that's even more eyes on you though, because everybody taking care
of each other. Everybody taking care of each other's children. But we had the same thing going on in our neighborhood.
Yeah,
out of the whole neighborhood, taking care of all the kids.
So
we actually got the same thing, although it was in a different way.
Yeah, it was the same shit.
We got the same shit. It was just in a different format.
It was definitely the same shit.
We all got the same, like you said, all your friends had the single parent home.
All
mine had both parents in home.
When I was both groups.
Got the same upbringing, got the same ethic, same everything.
When I came up with the subject, I noticed that I started going through all my friends growing up. And I was like, God damn. I said, all of us come from a single parent home. And then it made me think, like, well, that probably was a string that bonded everybody.
Yeah.
Because you come from the same exact type of household. You feel me?
Village.
Your household is like mine.
9 times out of 10, when you in a village,
your structure is like mine.
That village is structured the same way.
Same fucking way. Everybody
has small differences, but
some for the might bulk have more than others.
Yeah, but it's still gonna be structured and ran the same way.
Right. Yeah. Damn, so right about that, dog. That shit. I thought about it coming over this. I said, "Well, how the fuck? You don't notice it."
And then look at how. Look at how when y'all got old enough, one, you moved out to the hood, and then a lot of your friends grew up with and started coming out to the hood, and just look how we just automatically meshed.
Now see, that was the switch up for me, because in the later part of my teens, I got to live in a household with two. They were my parents.
It was a two parent.
My brother been my parent for fucking hell.
I ain't lying.
You feel you? So I grew up. Yeah. They were part of my teens, and I was two parents, just my brother and his wife.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, those were my parents. Those people I answered to. You feel?
Yeah.
So I was like, I got it to tell in. But it was all the similarities though. It's just like that same method of raising your children was the exact same. And I think that's something we carry on.
Yeah.
Now that's some generational type shit, bro. That's some shit you that's tribal that learning. That shit is tribal learning, dog. Yeah. You like learn in your tribe.
Yeah, and that shit just keep going. That's the foundation of your tribe, basically.
Facts.
It's the foundation of your tribe.
Cause
that's what your tribe is based off of.
I had to eat.
Cause you think about it, we big on respect.
Yeah. See, I think about shit, but I see some people be like, "Why you have a fucked up childhood?" I had a great childhood.
Okay. What the hell y'all talking about?
Like my shit. Okay. We went rich. We went rich. When nobody on my block rich. Well, it was a couple people on my block rich. Cause nigga owned the washer and all.
But all y'all got whatever y'all wanted.
Pretty much. Like wasn't nobody rich.
90% of the time.
But mom do work their ass off and you wanted some Jordans.
And I was the same way.
You might get them.
90% of the time.
You might not get them exactly when you want it, but you're gonna get them. You know what I'm saying?
But you would get them.
But yeah, I like people like, yeah man, be rough. I don't know about it being rough when I was nigga, my 90s was lit, nigga. I don't know what you talking about. Like my shit was popping. I like, yeah, the time got hard, but
couldn't tell.
Yeah, my life was great, bro.
Couldn't tell, boy.
Like life.
Them late 80s and all them 90s.
Man, life was good. I don't remember having a fucked up child. Like shit, some shit can happen. That's definitely gonna be fucked up. But shit, life kept moving and. I remember having an awesome ass childhood growing up, dog.
Yeah.
But see, I think every child in the 90s, I ain't gonna say that. Everybody didn't have a great one. Somebody.
Majority.
But if you grew up in the 90s.
Majority.
You grew up in the 90s, then you are the shit. I'm just gonna tell you, cause you had the best fucking life growing up. Like, who gonna dispute that?
Good, you know?
I'm good. See, they when you come over here and you film, you record the DSA podcast. See, him and his wife try to get you drunk.
Hold on, bro.
They just give you stuff.
How you gonna put me and my wife in, bro?
They like, yeah, there you go. You drink that shit, man, your ass gonna be drunk or something. They have fun. They be drunk. They like laughing at you and shit. They laugh at you. Drunk. You drunk. They laugh like hell at you.
Bruh.
They know. They
oh, know. Man.
And it's your fault. It's your own goddamn fault, because you could have stopped drinking at any given moment, but you did.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, bro, I saw a drink.
Uh-oh.
We got to try. We're going to do a special episode. When we, whatever the episode we come up with, you know, we like to come up with special type of episode. When we come up with a special episode, I'm thinking like with the wives or something.
That sound like that week.
We got to make this drink. It's a Henny Grill. A Henny Grill. Not a sangria.
Oh, Henny Grill. I thought you were talking about Henny Grill, like Henny, put some meat on the grill.
It called a Henny Grill.
Grill. Oh, excuse me.
Bro, they took
Grill.
They took Hennessy. Okay, first of all, they chopped up the fruit. You know how the sangria had them chopped food in, chopped up fruit, put in a big ass, you know, thing, and they poured a whole bottle of Hennessy in down. Then they took the wine.
Like a whole
they
bottle.
Took like a whole bottle. They made a big ass picture, you know what I'm saying, so they made a picture, pulled the whole bottle of Hennessy in, then they pulled, they used Stella Rose, one of the red wines, black bottle. They poured the whole bottle of that in there.
I think I just seen a video of a white dude doing that
and then
shit.
And they stirred it up. They had it something else, like some kind of juice, but it wasn't a lot of it. They poured it in there, and they made a Henny Grill.
Henny Grill.
Oh, my. I ain't even no Hennessy drinker, bro. Like,
me either.
Back in the day,
no,
I was
more. Cool.
Yeah, back in the day,
more.
I loved it. Did Hennessy and Sprite.
What?
Good. I want to try that. So next episode, we record that.
Let's do it, bro. Let's do it on the birthday
we gotta,
episode.
We got to do that right now.
That'll be
make
birthday.
Make a thing to Henny Grill.
And just have
I ain't going to drink a lot of that shit now, because the Hennessy bar, that shit turned
out. We're going to get the wires on this on the episode, or is it going to be up? How we doing?
I don't know. We got to figure something. We can't spoil shit while we record now. We're going to figure something out. But yeah, I thought about that and I said, shit, that'd be a perfect drink for like the episode.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For special episode, because we hadn't done a special episode for season 5 yet.
Four.
We hadn't did a special episode for season 4.
Told y'all we want no shit.
Nah, I forgot. I thought we was on season 5 already. Uh-huh. But nah, we hadn't done, you know, we usually do at least one special, like, you know, first season, I think the special episode was the Easter, the first one with the Easter episode.
Was it?
Yeah, that was for the first season, that was the first special episode. It came out on Easter Sunday.
Yeah, so did.
And we had gospel music, man, we was on a lot of shit. We knew shit back then.
We knew shit.
We must have forgotten all of that shit.
We know shit, man.
But no, we hadn't done a special episode. We gotta do a special
what was season 2 before. Episode?
Season 2 had a couple. Season 2 had a couple, bro. Season 2 had a...
Season 3 we had that big criminal episode. We were going in with it.
That was Season 3.
For some reason...
Season 2 we did one for... I want to say we did one for Halloween. We done did a couple Halloween in the end of the season.
Yeah, well, you know Season 2, we was in the shop too.
Yeah. So we did a couple special... We got to do a special episode.
Like the reel I put up?
I saw that. That was dope. I put one up right behind.
Yeah.
I put one up right behind. I gotta motivate myself.
To just keep doing.
But yeah, well, we gotta do a special episode. What should we do for a special episode? That'd be something we should put up on the Instagram.
Season 4?
So by the time y'all hear this episode, we're gonna put it
y'all
up.
Y'all chime in and let us know what y'all think we should
do. So this episode comes out on Thursday. So by the time you listen to this episode, we will have it on our Instagram page. Go to the Instagram page. We should put up a poll. We gotta remind ourselves, because you put it up on your page.
Pause. What should be season four's special episode?
Yeah. Because there's a couple holidays coming up. We fuck with holidays. We like, as you can tell, we love holidays around this bitch.
Yeah.
We always put an episode dedicated to a holiday. These, by far, these episodes my stuff, my favorite one.
What we got coming up next? Fourth?
I mean, it's a lot of
holidays. We can do a Juneteenth.
We can
do it. We ain't never did that one, though. We can do a Juneteenth episode.
You know, for a long time, I thought people were saying Juneteenth.
I did too. I was like, hell yeah, we're gonna rock this.
You know, that's your birthday right now. So, you know that my special day right now. So, you know, I was like, hell yeah.
It took me a long time.
I saw they had the two E's.
Yeah. See, it took me a long time, Rick, realized. I was like, I thought it was Juneteenth. They like, nah, it's
10. Yeah.
Said,
I was like, okay.
I thought it was
10. I see what's going on. I thought y'all rocking with your boy. I'm like, shit.
Nah, we gotta come up with a special.
Let me lit for a minute.
We gotta come up with a special.
I'm with it, bro.
I dig the holiday.
I definitely want and we made that week.
Oh, yeah. And we can't forget, we are getting ready. We're cranking up, getting ready to go live, which is gonna be interesting.
Not only that,
that's gonna be interesting.
We're gonna get back to our shit too, y'all. We're gonna get back to our shit.
What?
Kicks of the day.
Oh yeah, I got some meat, man, too.
But I think we're gonna do kicks for the week. So that we can do multiple.
I think we should do a giveaway.
A giveaway what?
3 inches, should be a couple shirts. We got a couple shirts getting ready to come out.
Say, let's got them game light t-shirts on the way. Got one on now. Yes, Lord.
We're chipping a couple t-shirts. Maybe a couple DSA podcast t-shirts.
That's what we need to get.
Yeah, no.
We need to get all merch up and running.
Get a couple DSA podcast t-shirts. Like, we definitely bring back Kicks. Though. I like that idea. Kicks of the week.
Kicks for the week.
Kicks for the week. Yeah, I like that.
Now they can, you know, they can post 3, 4, 5
pounds. I like that.
Kicks for the week.
We gotta make sure we hashtag that shit. I like that. So yeah, we can look forward to kick of the week, and we can do a kick of the week. We can,
We're choosing the kicks for the week.
That'll be the giveaway.
And that'll be the giveaway.
Just like we did with the.
Y'all stay tuned with that. Kicks up there.
Six and Drew, sir.
Six and Drew.
Those shirts, and just like we did with that, we're gonna do a Breed Ignorance Gang Life apparel giveaway. Breed Ignorance got some new designs and stuff coming.
Find me a new what's called
Chip Athlete
design on my shirt. So,
bro, have you been watching the NBA finals?
I have.
What did you think about Game One? Okay, by the time this episode comes out, we'd be done had Game Two. You know what I'm saying? But just like
Game 3 too.
Let me know what you think about the matchup of man. We both big basketball fans.
I thought it was gonna be a good series, but it looked like Jimmy has
tired.
He ran out of fuel.
And that high altitude though.
And that high altitude you playing in. Like you got to stay up there for 2 games before you come up and down there. And then you got to go back.
I ain't even going to lie to you, though.
Two more times if possible.
I wanted the finals to be the Los Angeles Lakers versus
and
Miami
Boston Celtics.
I wanted Miami Heat because they fought it out in the bubble.
Damn sure did.
Give them a chance to do this shit outside in real life, man. Real time. Give them a chance to do that. I wanted to see that shit. Boston would have been great, too, because that's the rivalry.
Yeah.
You feel? That would have been kind of outstanding, to be honest.
We ain't had that one since, what, 09?
Yeah.
Was it 09 when they beat Kobe?
Nah.
Or was it right after that? Didn't Kobe come in and beat them?
Kobe got down. They beat him. Kobe went and beat Dwight Howard, and then he came back next year and beat Boston.
And beat Boston. So that was what, 10?
I don't know. It might have been 10.
Or 11.
I don't know, bro. After a while, I don't watch so much basketball that I don't even remember. I just remember the moment I watched in the game. You feel?
Yeah.
Like, I remember watching Kobe score with 81.
Bro,
I watched that.
I was on the bus headed to a game. We had
this is when I was doing my student coaching in school.
Yes,
and we had a game. I was on the bus watching it.
I remember watching Scope. Like, I remember games. I can't remember exactly what the date was until I see it on TV and be like, oh, but that's the date. But I remember watching games. Mm-hmm. I remember watching that game. I remember watching the Jordan, the last shot.
Last shot.
I remember watching that game. I remember the Robert Horry 3. I think we was at your house watching that shit.
Yep.
We watched, I remember that, though. Robert Horry, Dabble. I remember that shit. See, I can't remember dates. I remember watching the actual game. I remember watching the final when AI did the step over on Toronto.
Oh my God.
I remember watching shit like that.
Yeah, that was saying we went and watched AI personally.
Yeah, yeah, I remember watching that final.
Rock 4-1 on Miami.
But yeah, I just want to say what you think about the matchup though? Think Miami got a chance?
Yep.
You do? I want Miami to win. I ain't gonna be real. I'm be real with you. I ain't trying to be a hater, but I just ain't no fan of Denver. I mean, Joker good, right?
Joker good. I like Jamal Murray.
Jamal Murray, nice.
But at the same time, I really do want to see my boy Jimmy Buckets get one, man.
Like, he a dog, bro. I like that.
He a dog, bro. But it just, he done ran out.
That boy Bam needs to step up.
Bam needs to step up, and I don't see Hero coming back strong.
He's still
hurt. Like they say, he's supposed to be back game two.
Oh, Bubba and Bucket and Bucket.
He ain't hitting
nothing. He missed some key shots.
Max.
Though. Huh?
Max Spruce.
No, the other white dude. I don't know his name. I don't know his name.
Oh, shit.
But he out there because he already playing. That's why he getting so much time, though. He can hit some shots, though.
They say he be back.
He get hot, but the dude they got out of there, he'll miss. We don't know, man.
We don't know shit.
We don't know, man. We just sitting here calling that dude. I call him the white dude. It's a mixed white dude. I can
be talking
about anybody. I'm about to say
the white dude.
I can be talking about anybody. What is his name?
The white dude.
He the white dude. But he get buckets, it's just he don't hit the shot at the moment you need the shot. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you got off in the first and second quarter. But
Duncan Robinson,
that him.
Well, no shit, but we can find shit.
Because I be thinking about Baskin Robbins. Then I be thinking about Duncan Donovan.
But see, Matt Struess, no, he was a good, he's supposed to be a good shooter, but he ain't hit shit.
Yeah.
He ain't hit shit.
He ain't no good shooter. You just hit some shots.
Kevin Love, I know you old, but it don't take much to stand there and catch and shoot. You need to be knocking.
Man, that's what I don't understand. I be like, Kevin Love, all you literally got to do.
What you transition yourself into is catch and shoot. In the corner, at that.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
In the corner.
Like, you so old, you can't get that one shot off for a time to time off.
You can't get that one shot off?
Meanwhile, LeBron putting up 5-1 and getting put out.
And get all the backlash.
That fucked up. But I wanted that LA
Miami. Yeah, either one of those, Miami or Boston.
I wanted that. I really wanted that Miami LA. I wanted them to get a chance to duke it out.
I can see that. Yeah, that would have been.
Because them boys was fighting inside that bubble for that win, though.
They really were.
That was some competitive basketball. Yeah, okay, yeah. What I said, that was some
competitive between the two.
That was a competitive basketball. I want to see it in our atmosphere now. But Denver, I just ain't a fan of Denver.
Inside each other's own.
I like arena. Jamal Murray, though. Jamal Murray.
Hey, man, nice. That boy, hey, he done jumped on my favorite
that
guard list.
Nice, boy.
Like, he's.
He got a mean step back, boy.
He's now has stepped in. Because my two favorite guards right now in the league, of course, is Kyrie and Steph. But he had stepped on
in. You don't like Luka?
No, I said guards.
Luka Doncic could guard?
No, I'm talking about as far as they size.
Oh, like the regular size guards?
Yeah, regular size guards.
I guess. You don't like Trey?
No.
Trey, alright.
Trey is alright, but here's why I don't put Trey on the list.
Yeah,
the defensive side.
I see. It's Steph Curry ain't that great at defense.
But he better than Trey.
Kyrie better than all of them.
Kyrie better than all of them defensively.
But he been slacking too though.
Yeah. And I think there's, one, he waiting to get to where he want to get to. I feel like he coming to L.A.
I think people put too much on Trae Young's shoulder when he got drafted. Like, you put Atlanta on his shoulder, which you should. That's the reason why you drafted somebody. But was he ready for that? Like, they was, when you think about it, when he first got drafted, they were instantly trying to compare him to Steph Curry.
Although his shooting percentage is nowhere near where Steph Curry. I feel like he should have been a
six man starting out. I don't know. I like that you throw him in the five. He was ready for it.
I mean, you throw him in the five. I'm not saying he wasn't ready for it.
He was ready for it.
I mean, but you gotta, well, you know me, I'm defensive first. And he's not effective at all.
I think the problem is he's had too much freedom.
And he done had too much freedom. I can agree with that.
He's had too much freedom. Like, you need a coach that will go on,
right,
pretty much mold you into the superstar you want to be.
Yeah.
Every superstar got a coach that molded him into that superstar.
Jordan got molded by Phil. Yeah. Kobe got molded by Phil. Even Shaq got molded by Phil.
Yeah. Oh, interesting topic, bro. Why we talking? You brought up Shaq. Okay. Who's the most dominant center of all time? Shaq, right?
Why wouldn't it be? Who else would it be?
Only other person I give to would be Bill Russell.
As far as dominant?
Just because he got more hardware than everybody.
Well, if we're looking at hardware.
I'm just saying.
If we're looking at hardware, yes, as a center.
And he won all, and you can't take away the fact he won all of it as a center.
Me personally, I would go Shaq.
But Elijah, I'm saying dominant, I'm like Shaq.
I would go Shaq. Like, I would go Shaq, Elijah Wong.
Motherfucker would like, no, I would want to go Shaq, Kareem.
Yeah, Kareem. You going to Kareem and Deuce Bar. I'm going to go
Shaq and Kareem. You feel?
I'm going Elijah Wong.
I mean, Bill Russell up there, but I don't count Bill Russell because he look like he top tier. He's something else. He's something else. You know what I'm saying?
In martial arts, that's Grandmaster.
I don't know, dog. That sounds like KKK.
What?
Grandmaster.
No, that's what they call like the top teacher in martial arts world. That's what they call. They're called the Grandmaster.
My mind went straight to.
Yeah, see, you went straight to this KKK.
Hey, before we get out of here, I'm gonna tell you about a documentary I saw. I bet you gonna want to watch about it. But anyway, yeah, we had a conversation and somebody was like, "Damn, we just gonna put Shaq over Wilt Chamberlain and Kareem." I'm like, bro,
yes.
If Shaq plays against Kareem and Wilt Chamberlain, that nigga gonna turn around, drop still, dunk on them niggas
every time.
You like, well, that nigga is a beast, like a young Shaq with that muscle on him now. I ain't talking about as he got, like, people got the image
of
him.
He would actually have a better chance of contesting the damn hook shot better than anybody
else. Shaq from his rookie year all the way to
03
when he left LA. I'm taking that Shaq over everybody. I don't know what nobody say. Like, who gonna stop him?
Nobody.
Who you gonna put in front of that big ass man?
Nobody called Orlando Shaq was really running the floor.
Like, who gonna catch one of them balls, bro?
That nigga was moving like a small forward.
Man, exactly. He gonna tell me you can't put them above Kareem, though. Man, you crazy. I get it to you. Kareem, I do his ball, man. But I'm talking about pure
dominance. Shaq.
He'll move the whole Shaq. Young Shaq will move the whole paint, bro. It gonna take three of y'all niggas to bop this nigga out, and he still gonna jump over the top of y'all.
And get the ball.
Dunk
and
that dunk bitch. Break the goal. Pump
and
up
nigga. Do
a goddamn Pepsi commercial. All in one goddamn set, bro. Don't tell me Shaq ain't big. What? Kareem Abdul Jabbar, I love Kareem Abdul Jabbar, but Shaq kept that bitch on the block, boy. Yo, hey, it fella, you better call Rube Lee. You better call Rube Lee.
Possibly three.
Do that Kung Fu shit, because Shaq know that Shaq food, nigga. Because Shaq gonna hit that nigga with a spin.
It's Shaq food.
Hit that nigga with a spin, it's over with. Young Shaq?
He would definitely be my five on my starting five.
Bruh. I love Jordan though. But if I'm at the gym, right, and he like Jordan, Shaq, all my favorite players,
Oh, I got the hell.
They be like, who you getting?
Shaq.
Like you said. Shaq. I'm an MJ. Like, people gonna be like, what? I'm like, I'm just saying strategically, bro. Who gonna stop him? Like, you niggas ain't gonna stop him.
I'm getting that nigga ass nigga.
Like, what y'all gonna do? Five? We in overrun. Ain't nobody shooting no free throws. Nigga, we just gonna take this bitch out and throw it right back to him. The hell you talking about? I'm taking Shaq over here.
Yeah, I ate it on y'all.
Now, it'd be tempting to take Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant, rest in peace.
I'm going Shaq. If Shaq is in that gym.
What?
That Orlando, Shaq. Orlando, L.A. Shaq.
What?
Bruh, Shaq.
Yeah.
Even if LeBron is in there, Shaq.
Shaq. I don't know, dog. LeBron is CA.
Yeah.
200 or something.
Yeah, you right.
Yeah, that feels damn. LeBron and it don't matter. I mean, he can guard Shaq a little bit. He ain't gonna stop.
Nah, hell.
I said a little bit.
No, he can stand there.
I'm talking about like Miami Heat, LeBron. I tell you, if it's Miami LeBron, I might take Miami LeBron over Shaq. Miami LeBron tough. But yeah. Miami LeBron, ooh.
Yeah, it will.
That nigga, that was different.
Especially that second season, that second and third
nigga
season.
Run, jump, shoot. That nigga did everything. Pad. Now that'd be a toss-up. Now I'm just thinking strategically though. Like if I get Shaq, can't nobody stop him. But if I get LeBron, can't nobody stop him.
It's offense and defense.
And that ain't gonna pass me the ball. See? It's a win-win with one of these one of them. But you got one of them can't be in the gym. LeBron ain't in the gym. I'm talking Shaq and everybody else. I'm taking Shaq. Nigga, slow me down there.
So you got LeBron, Jordan, and Kobe.
It would have to be Kareem.
You got LeBron, Jordan, and Kobe in the gym. Who you taking first?
Who?
LeBron, Jordan, and Kobe in the gym. Who you taking first?
That fucked up. I don't know what this is. This shit right. But that fucked up.
So I put you in one.
I don't know what I would take. Cause if I took one, I would be mad. Cause if I take Jordan, I'm gonna be like, damn, I should have took Kobe or LeBron. If I take Kobe, I'm like, damn, that nigga, that Michael Jordan. I should have took Jordan or LeBron. If I take LeBron, I'll be like, I got LeBron. Shit, man, them nigga gonna point. So you be like, hey, nigga gonna point. That's a tough one. Especially if it's 2-on-2, I ain't gonna stop nobody either. We gonna move any fucking way. Not if we had Shaq though.
But
yeah.
So okay, put Shaq out there. Who would be your 2-man combination going against each other? Like you ain't playing.
Oh, cause I was like, nah.
But them four. Shaq. You got Jordan, Kobe, Shaq, LeBron. What two would you put together to play against the other two? And who you taking? Ooh, that's a good one.
Straight up. Oh, hey, nah, I'm putting Shaq and Kobe together.
Putting Shaq and Kobe together.
I don't give a fuck about all the other shit. That shit they did on the court was something different. I'm putting them two together naturally.
Yeah.
And then,
I think I would put Shaq and LeBron together.
I'm putting Kobe and Shaq together.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a two-headed monster that you just don't want to deal with. You ain't gonna stop Shaq for one.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna stop Shaq. The other nigga gonna have to help with Shaq. Every time somebody throws on, he's like, I'm gonna help. Me don't want to catch it.
Hey, we're gonna do the famous drill 3-on-2, 2-on-1.
Most niggas come up to Shaq's waist. And you wanna get hit with an elbow from
him? Oh, man.
Nah, I'm putting Shaq Kobe go. Where LeBron and MJ ride go.
I think I would do Shaq.
I think that'd be interesting.
Shaq and LeBron and Michael and Kobe.
Okay. That's a good combination.
Yeah.
But it has to be Miami and LeBron. I like all LeBron, but it had to be Miami and LeBron.
Yeah, I even take Cleveland championship LeBron.
You know what the monkey wrench you can throw into there though? You throw in Allen fucking
Iverson.
Ooh. Now that's a hard pick.
Ooh.
Like, if I take Shaq, like, we running five, and then they got it, and I take Shaq first, and then
they
like,
next.
MJ.
Oh, I'm like, hey, y'all.
Oh,
but now, if LeBron, Kobe's still there. Hold on. Because I'm definitely, if I get Shaq first, I'm going LeBron next.
LeBron might not be on the board, bro. A smart man might just be like, I'm going LeBron number two. Because he might be the biggest nigga out there that can come close to going that with Shaq. that's the monkey ring. But
he can put Boston Celtics to Shaq out there too, so that happened.
Oh, no, I want that nigga. That nigga didn't do nothing. I love Shaq. I brought this up when I said, bro, I found a documentary for you to watch, bro. Now, to hit me out before you shut the shit down. Hear me out before you shut the shit down. Now, you know me.
Hear me out before you shut the shit down. You must know I'm shutting the shit down.
But bro, just hear me out. You know I'm into documentaries.
Right.
Like something click and I hear something, I see something, and I just get like I'm a nigga that'll watch Dateline. You feel? I'm trying to solve the crime. You feel? Okay, so there's this documentary called Grand Nighthawk.
Grand Nighthawk?
Yeah. You know what a Grand Nighthawk is? He's an enforcer for the KKK. So what they all this shit happened in Florida. So what they did with the FBI, they sent a motherfucker into the KKK undercover. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But this is the trip part. He ain't technically an FBI agent. He's just a well-decorated soldier. So the FBI went and recruited
him.
Oh, like he's at the top of his class in sniping. Like he's shit. He one of them niggas that make a move about it, bro. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like he done did all that shit. He one of them extra smart. Then they kept America on low. But he one of them. So the FBI recruited him and be like, hey, we need somebody that can go undercover into the KKK. And he got so deep in there that the KKK made him the Grand Nighthawk.
Damn.
And he was the enforcer, but he was still the good guy. He went like, he just gathering, his job was to gather intel. It wasn't like take nobody down, no shit. He was just like, see if you can infiltrate that shit. Bro, when they say half or more than half of the correctional facilities in the state of Florida are ran by members of some KKK set. And what happened was, it was a dude, he was locked up, he was a prisoner, a black dude, got into one of the guards, both of them were KKK members. He done beat shit out of one of them. They in their KKK meeting, they come to the enforcer, the Grand Nighthawk, and say, hey, we need this nigga dead. So now the dude like, oh shit, he got their ass now. You know what I'm saying? Cause they just now want, they plotting the murder of a person.
Right.
So they know when they work for the correctional facility, so they get him all the information, papers on where he live, where his mama lives. They know he got all that shit.
Damn.
Bruh, he get out, he playing with the folk, the shit. So he telling the FBI agents like, look, y'all need to make a move. Like these folks trying to kill this man, you feel? But him, they don't want him to blow his cover. So shit. He came up with the most brilliant plan ever. He went to the man and his mama. He didn't even tell the man mama. He just went. They went straight to the man. They like, look, you don't know me. I don't know you. I work for. He showed him who he worked for. He like, you need to come with me. Like, they took him somewhere, bro. And they staged his death. Like, FBI got makeup artists to come in and just put bullet holes on him. They made him lay out a certain way.
Yeah.
Bro, when they said he came back to the KKK game, like, did what you want, threw the pictures on that, all they needed them to say was, yes, this is, you know what I'm saying? So you just, they got their ass on some little technicality shit. You feel me? Like,
brilliant.
But the whole time they have no clue that this man is working for the FBI. They trying to take down their whole shit, but it like that in the whole state of Florida, bro. They were like showing symbols on the back of the motherfucking truck that you went in. Okay, so you seen people ride with, you know, the Punisher, all kind of Punisher.
Mm-hmm.
You seen the little logo people have, nothing wrong with it. But have you ever seen the one that's made like the American flag, just the Punisher?
Mm-hmm.
They're one of the symbols that the KKK used to show other brothers that
they are.
Yeah. And I was just like, oh, I don't see that shit. And they just, on the doctor, they riding through the penitentiary parking lot for one of the guards and shit, for them bitches everywhere. I was like, oh shit. Jeez, that's a problem. You feel?
Yeah, yeah.
Grand Nighthawk, bro.
That's the name of?
Grand Nighthawk. That's the name of that documentary.
What is on?
I won't say Hulu. Grand Nighthawk. But that's a little tip. That get high, get watching that shit, and you'll be sitting there, get all them honkies and put them in the damn jail that they work in. Them ain't white folk right there. They literally playing a man's death.
That's wild.
They were gonna wait for him. They knew when he got released, they knew where he was gonna be living. Did the point, did the problem though. The dude was locked up. He shouldn't have been locked up. He suffers from some kind of mental illness. You know what I'm saying? So when he's not using his medication, he's not. And the reason they locked him up, cause he was beating his mama car with baby all back. But he was just
beating the car?
Yeah. He wasn't hitting nobody, he beat shit out of the car. But
I could have let that ride.
That's why it's an interesting story. Check it out. But hey,
check that one out. I'm into documentaries myself, so I can kind of see why you would dive into that one.
Bro, you got to watch.
And it's, I'm gonna have to check it out myself now. So that did, bro.
He saved the bitch. That was actually good. Usually he be fucking.
But I ain't think the nigga was here today, bro. He just...
He blowing that motherfucker. Blow, baby, blow.
He showed up on my ass again, didn't he?
Yep.
Oh, Jack,
you know what time that is, man?
Nigga, we hear you. Shit. Blowing the damn woman. Hey, I don't hear that shit.
We at the point of the show, man, when we get into the shout-outs, all that good shit. You can find us, man, on Instagram at DDSA Podcast on Instagram now. I haven't been on Twitter. I shut my Twitter down.
No.
Yeah, it's too much of
a I've been thinking about doing it myself.
I shut it down. I probably started up again, but I just, this is too much going on. Like, it took away from everything I'm doing.
I think I'm going to create a new page.
That's what I was thinking.
I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to create, I'm going to delete the one I got and create a whole new
but page. Yeah, catch us on Instagram at DDSA Podcast, Reels, all type of shit coming up to inform you on what we got going on. And you can follow us and leave your thoughts. Leave what you think we should cover on this podcast, because we are going live and we will depend on your participation, people. We want to hear from you. We want you to engage with us. Let us know what you're talking about out in the streets. You can find me at Showboy82 on Instagram. Bree Ignorance is the brand. Check that out. And as always, we always on streaming. You know what we at. Go ahead and give them what
you
is.
Now, you know, you can find me sucking on the wide left titty. But,
I don't think they gonna want to come find me.
Nah, door be locked. But just listen, though. At your country cousin. You already know what it is, man. IG. I've been thinking about redoing that Twitter myself.
Yeah, I gotta redo it.
Yeah, it's a straight porn site right now. But IG at your country cousin, man. You already know what it is, man. Come see me. Don't let TikTok alone.
Fuck that TikTok. Also catch us on all major streaming platforms, wherever you listen to podcasts, whether it's Apple or iTunes or whatever platform it is. But I need you people to go to Spotify. Subscribe to Spotify. It's free. subscribe to the DSA podcast on Spotify. Get those numbers up.
Get your subscription.
Get all of that popping, and you know what it is. It's the DSA podcast, man. And we are
out.
Man. We know, bro. We out.
Gone, bro.
We out.
Leave. All right, bro. We gone.